Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Acts. Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows impartiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee and after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Word of God, word of life. Let us read the Psalm 118 responsively. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. God's mercy endures forever.
Let Israel now declare, God's mercy endures forever.
The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation.
Shout us with rejoicing and salvation, echoing the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord has sounded.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly. The Lord indeed punished me sorely, but did not hand me over to death.
Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. Here the righteous may enter. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
By the Lord has this been done. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. A reading from 1 Corinthians. If for this life only we hoped in Christ, we are all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, then at the coming those who believe to belong to Christ, then comes at the end when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the week at early dawn, the women came to the tomb taking the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside him. Suddenly, the women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now, it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. I want to invite you to take a moment, close your eyes, imagine the earliest church. What does it look like? Who is there? What is happening? If the earliest church was a group of women running, you heard what the gospel according to Luke tells the church today. For that time between the women looking into the tomb in disbelief and those same women telling the menfolk what they had seen, they were the whole church. No one else. It is an extraordinary thing in a biblical tradition that tends to privilege men over, well, not men. What's more, several of these women have names, identities. They are not generic non-men. They are Mary Magdalene and Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them. In biblical story, these are a big deal, as some are fond of saying and reminding us, when people get names, but especially when women get names in Scripture, it's something to pay attention to. Some of those same people are fond of saying that if it were not for these individuals, if it were not for these women, there would not be a church. And for what this gospel tells us, the men stubbornly refused to believe the women. They believe what these individuals told them was an idle tale. Well, until Peter went and checked for himself. In the first century world, this may not be troubling to 21st century sensibilities. This reality of men not believing women is fundamentally a problem. Here's the reality. Christ is risen. Humanity dished out all it had to shut him and his ministry down. And it wasn't enough. Jesus, who is at the same time human and divine, has been raised from the dead through this magnificent truth, this reality, this hope. Humanity is afforded salvation, new life, and forgiveness. God does not hold grudges. God offers invitations. If that is the only thing to take away, to take home today, that is enough. No grudges, only invitations. The invitation is to join those women who are the church and run. Yes, run to tell those you love and know about this Jesus. Tell them about who Jesus is, what Jesus does, and what all of this means for creation. Celebrate, as we rehearsed earlier, celebrate at the top of your lungs. Dance with gratitude. Heed the warning. A message of Jesus' resurrection and of the new life that comes through him may be treated as an idle tale. That's okay. God has a way of working around such obstacles. God doesn't even let death stop what God intends and desires. Now, close your eyes again. Consider the church today. Certainly St. Andrew's, but the church globally. What does it look like? Who is there? What is the church doing? In this location, in this congregation, St. Andrew's Lutheran Church follows Jesus in proclaiming good news, in sharing faith, in living community, in service, especially that last one. Whether the neighbor is near at Loaves and Fishes or Voluntary Action Center or at Love Columbia or at the food pantry, or as we hear later, needing new shoes, or so many other places. Or the neighbor is far away around the globe. This congregation feeds and clothes and cares for them, shows God's love. Recently, there was a question about how people can get involved at St. Andrew's. And so the response started out minimal. That was the intention. But it kept growing. Finally, I was afraid I might overwhelm with the response. So I cut it short. Because, well, this congregation serves neighbor in the name of Jesus. Why? Because this congregation is convinced of the truth of God's love for everyone. Listen to Peter's summary of what God's mission is. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears God and does what is right is acceptable to God. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. This is no small thing. For all that wants to be Lord, for all that pretends to offer salvation, for all that claims to offer life, God's mission embodied in Jesus, his life, his teaching, his death, his resurrection, this mission is greater than any pretender. This church has opportunity to ponder this truth for 7 Sundays, a week of weeks, focusing on what the resurrection means, how it gets lived out, who it encompasses. Come and celebrate the promise and truth of God's love that shows no partiality. This is no idle tale. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at standrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.